Farmers are on government welfare, and you pay for it. Good year, bad year, doesn't matter. They still get money. In a bad year, drought or floods, the crop is poor, incomes drop, farmers can't make their payments, and they need financial help. You pay for it. In a good year, favorable weather, there's a bumper crop. Prices fall, income drops. Farmers can't make their payments, and they need financial help. You pay for it. Either way, farmers win, you lose. Well, I guess we should be grateful. At least there's plenty of tasteless food, all safely sprayed and filled with contaminants. You know, bless us, O Lord, and these thy gifts. You know what I don't understand? People on the street having casual conversations on a cell phone. Casual stuff. Walking along, just visiting. So how's Ellen? Good. Tell her I said hello. Too casual for me. You know what a cell phone call ought to sound like? Hello, Tony. Tony, my pants are on fire. I'm going to go to the firehouse. What? Take my pants off. Good idea. Thanks. Listen, say hello to Ellen, will you? I gotta go. My bush is catching fire. Now that's a fucking cell phone call. Not this shit. So what are you doing, Joey? Watching TV? Really? I was only guessing. What's on? Oh, I saw that. Try another channel. Yeah, go ahead. I'll wait. Try to find a phone plan that provides more than just free minutes. See if there are any companies that are offering free brains. A phone rings. Hello, philosophy department. Is Jack there? Well, what do we mean when we say Jack? Is there really such an entity? Or is Jack simply a description, a label? There are countless people who call themselves Jack. Can they all be doing so accurately? And by the way, where is this there you speak of? As I listen to you, I experience your voice as a physical sensation within my head. Certainly Jack isn't in there. Wherever your entity called Jack is, it's probably safe to say that that is where he is. At least for the moment. I just would like to speak with Jack. I'm sorry. Jack was killed this morning. Or was he? After all, here we are, talking about him. Is he truly gone? One way of looking at it would be, click! It's no bullshit! An astounding collection of amazing stories from the secret files of Believe It or Else magazine. Read these astonishing facts and feel your fucking brain melt. The sun does not really give off light. It merely appears to give off light because everything around it is so dark. The Belzini tribe of South American Indians will eventually be extinct because they initiate their young by putting them to death at the age of 3. During her entire 64-year reign, Queen Victoria never once went to the bathroom. She said she was holding it in for a more appropriate time. Her words were, "We don't have to go just now." Indianapolis, the capital of Indiana, is actually located in Brazil. It only seems to be in Indiana when viewed on a map. When the Alexander Farkington family moved from Boston to San Diego, they had to leave their dog Peckerhead behind. Miraculously, 2 weeks later, the dog showed up in Key West, Florida. Mistakenly, Peckerhead had taken Interstate 95 south instead of getting on the Massachusetts Turnpike. Contrary to popular belief, Babe Ruth did not call his famous home run shot. He was actually giving the finger to a hot dog vendor who had cheated him out of 12 cents. Incredibly, there was no Hitler. There is no record of any such person. It's true there was a little German man with a small mustache who combed his hair to one side and started World War II. He also killed 6 million Jews, but he was not Hitler. He was in fact a shoemaker named Hank Fleck. A cheetah is actually slower than an armadillo. It only appears to be faster because the armadillo moves so slowly. Unbelievably, a goldfish can kill a gorilla. However, it does require a substantial element of surprise. It's now possible to travel completely around the world without money or credit cards. You must be prepared, however, to walk and swim extremely long distances. A 42-year-old man from Ball Bender, Wyoming, drove a riding lawnmower backward from Vermont to Argentina.